Good morning, friends, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Kindly bear with me for my inability to be present in person with you for this conference organized by the Women's Cancer Initiative of the Tata Memorial Hospital. I really wanted to be here, but I have competing engagements in New Zealand and Bangkok in Thailand, and that is why I'm not able to present here. However, due to thanks to the technology, I'm able to talk to you on the topic which has been assigned to me, which is randomized trial of 2 versus 3 doses of HPV vaccination in India. What I'm going to do in the next 15 minutes or so is to briefly describe the rationale, the goals, the objectives, the design, and the public health importance of this trial. You are all aware that HPV vaccines have been tried in randomized trials, in phase 3 trials. There are 2 vaccines currently available, a quadrivalent vaccine by Merck, which has antigens for HPV 6, 11, 16 and 18, and a bivalent vaccine by GlaxoSmithKline, which contains antigens for HPV 16 and 18, which is a bivalent vaccine. Both the vaccines have been tried in several clinical trials, and the results have been very impressive. In fact, if you look at the results from all the studies together, it shows that the level of protection is above 99% for the vaccine antigen included CIN and as well as for persistent infection. That is, the protection is more than 99% for infections caused by HPV 16 and 18 or CIN caused by HPV 16 and 18. We have proposed a randomized trial of 2 versus 3 doses of HPV vaccination in India. All the trials which have reported so far has been on the efficacy of 3 doses of vaccine. And people who are familiar with vaccination programs, particularly vaccination intended for adolescents, would understand the logistical difficulties behind administering 3 doses of vaccine. So any improvement on the vaccine schedule from the current 3 doses of vaccination, suppose we can prove that 2 doses of vaccination works as good as 3 doses of vaccination, it's a great logistical advantage, and this is an important progress in HPV vaccination. So the International Agency for Research on Cancer, in collaboration with 8 national institutions in India, the Tata Memorial Center, the Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital in Barshi, the Jahangir Clinical Development Center in Pune, the Christian Fellowship Community Health Center in Amblekai, and the Gujarat Cancer Research Institute in Ahmedabad, the Aldi Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi, and the MNJ Institute of Oncology in Hyderabad, and the Cancer Foundation of India in Kolkata. A randomized trial to evaluate 2 doses versus 3 doses of HPV vaccination in India. We are grateful to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for supporting this trial. The overall goal of this project is to prevent cervical cancer by accelerating HPV vaccine access and in guiding public health policies for planning and implementing large-scale sustained HPV vaccination programs and in catalyzing the augmentation of the capacity of developing countries to prevent cervical cancer by introducing and expanding HPV vaccination programs in the future. The specific objectives of the project are to generate evidence on the efficacy of 2 doses as compared to 3 doses of HPV vaccination, to generate information on the feasibility, safety and acceptability of the 2 dose vaccine regime, to provide decision makers in developing countries with operational efficacy and safety data to make an appropriate HPV vaccination policy and to invest in its wide scale implementation, to disseminate the information about the feasibility, effectiveness, safety and acceptability of the vaccination approaches. These are the broad objectives that we would like to answer to fulfill through this randomized trial. This trial will be implemented in India after obtaining the necessary clearances from the Health Ministry Screening Committee and the Drugs Controller General of India. The trial will be coordinated by the screening group in IARC in collaboration with the following national institutions as already mentioned, like the Tata Memorial Center, the Nargisthat Memorial Cancer Hospital, among the eight institutions, national institutions in India. The study is designed as a multi-center cluster randomized clinical trial. We plan to recruit 20,000 unmarried girls aged 10 to 18 years with intact uterus. We plan to use the quadrivalent HPV vaccine, which contains HPV 16, 18, 6 and 11 antigens, which will be provided by Merck free of cost. The randomization unit is a cluster of 100 to 200 girls. And the clusters will be determined based on our recruitment strategy. If it is, the recruitment is going to happen in rural areas, it will be based on villages. In urban agglomerations, we will consult our colleagues within India to constitute these clusters. We would prefer clusters of 100 girls, but in situations where the logistics will not permit it, we may go up to a maximum of 200 girls per cluster. And in each center, we will use a separate randomization schedule. It will be 1:1 randomization. So the group 1 will consist of 10,000 girls who will receive 2 doses of HPV vaccine at day 1 and day 180. And the group 2 will consist of 10,000 girls who will receive 3 doses of vaccine at day 1, day 60 and day 180. There is no placebo-controlled group here. We will recruit staff locally in each of the study centers, and the staff will be trained. And the training will also consist of intensive training in good clinical practices in addition to their responsibilities in the project. The subjects will be identified by household visits. We will enumerate the eligible girls and we will introduce the project to each household. We will sensitize the parents on the importance of cervical cancer prevention. And we will explain about the project and we will extend invitation to the vaccination clinic for the girls depending upon which randomization scheme they belong to. And at the same time, we will invite the girl's mother to cervical screening. So here we are trying to sort of introduce a policy or in fact evaluate a policy where we will provide vaccination to the girls and screening to eligible mothers. So at the baseline, after enumerating eligible girls, we will obtain informed consent after explaining the project. We will complete a baseline questionnaire which will contain social, demographic and reproductive variables. And at baseline, we will collect 5 ml of blood from a 15% random sample of girls. And then the vaccination will be introduced. And after the vaccination, we will observe the girl for about 30 minutes. And we will explain to the girl and the mother if there is any side effect or toxicity, how to report this and how to bring this to the attention of the investigators as soon as possible. And we will advise on the date of next vaccination or follow-up. Vaccination will be performed by trained nurses supervised by a medical officer in the clinic. The clinics will be organized on scheduled days in schools, primary health centers or government dispensaries or clinics depending upon the local logistics. The clinics will be equipped with materials and consumables to manage any hypersensitivity reactions and other side effects. Vaccination and blood collection will be carried out on a lying down position and the girl will be observed for 30 minutes after the injection. The girls will be given an appointment for the next injection after this. The family of each girl will be given a primary health care card to have access to a monthly primary care clinic organized in a centralized location in each project site. This will facilitate contact with the girls. And if a girl gets married after receiving the first or the second dose of vaccine, she will be advised to avoid pregnancy before the entire vaccine course is completed. Information update or the data collection will be facilitated by the follow-up visits, the health cards for primary care, by house visits, telephone calls, postal letters, marriage invitation letters, and linkage with the family register. This is essentially to keep track of the girls over a long period of time. This is a study where we want to follow up the participants for a very long period, like 20 to 25 years. So we will use a variety of mechanisms to keep track of the girls, the participants, and what happens to them, and the history on disease in which we are interested in. At each follow-up, data will be collected with specified formats, and blood sample collection will be carried out at month 7. In fact, at month 7, we will collect blood from all participants. This is when we say month 7, we are meaning 1 month after the completion of vaccination. And then we will collect blood from the 15% cohort of participants from whom we collected blood at baseline before vaccination at month 12, 24, 36, and month 48. And information will be collected about marriage and pregnancy. And we will be very careful in capturing the pregnancy events because this is one of the very important safety endpoints. And pelvic examination and collection of cervical cells will be carried out 6 months after delivery and following that at yearly intervals, or 18 months after marriage and at yearly intervals, whichever happens earlier. And the follow-up examination will essentially consist of HPV testing with the hybrid capture 2 and PCR for HPV genotyping. A dedicated software will be used for data capture in each study site. So the data entry will be prompt in each study site so that we are able to monitor the progress of the study appropriately. This customized and dedicated information system will have appropriate security and privacy, and the data will be regularly monitored locally and centrally at IARC, and a data safety monitoring board will be constituted for monitoring the data safety and the safety issues of the study. The endpoints of the study are the following. The intermediate clinical efficacy endpoints will be the relative type-specific immunogenicity of serum neutralizing antibodies to HPV types included in the vaccine, the geometric mean titers of serum anti-HPV 16, 18, 6, 11, L1 antibody at month 7, month 12, 24, 36, and 48, the frequency of incident and persistent HPV 16 and 18 infections. And when we say a persistent infection, our definition is infections persisting at 12-month intervals. And finally, frequency of incident infection by non-targeted HPV types will also be used. The final endpoint for the study will be HPV 16 and 18 associated CAN2 and 3 lesions, adenocarcinoma in situ or invasive cervical cancer. And we will also measure the frequency of CAN lesions and invasive cancer associated with other HPV types. Since our final endpoints rely on both cervical precancers and invasive cancer, and the participants are quite young when they are recruited, like 10 to 18 years old. Hence, we need to follow up this population for a long period of time. And one of the ways by which we wish to increase the speed at which we will collect information on HPV 16 and 18 associated lesions is by having a differential load of recruitment. In fact, we wish to recruit 80% of our participants between ages 16 and 18 so that we will have as many as clinical endpoints emerging as soon as possible. The other endpoints addressed will be in relation to feasibility, acceptability, and safety of the intervention. The feasibility of the intervention will be predominantly measured by the frequency of protocol violation, the frequency of dropouts. The acceptability is based on the frequency of mild adverse events following vaccination. And the safety will be measured based on the frequency of severe adverse events following vaccination. This will be regularly documented, and we have developed a methodology within the study for rapid dissemination of this information centrally and locally. A detailed adverse event checklist has been prepared, which will be used to document the adverse events. And some of the events that the checklist will include are like the injection site adverse events, pain, fever, headache, nausea and vomiting, dizziness, hypersensitivity, anaphylactic reactions, bronchospasm, neurological complications, septicemia, vaccine-related deaths, abortions, late fetal deaths, stillbirth, and congenital anomalies. We give tremendous importance to document the adverse events as accurately as possible and to evaluate these events, because this is very important when we scale up the vaccination program. This is a very important trial. In fact, up to now, almost all HPV vaccination trials have been organized predominantly by industry, who has contacted gynecologists and researchers in several regions of the world to conduct the studies. To my knowledge, there are only two trials which are in the public domain. A major trial organized by the Costa Rican government in collaboration with the National Cancer Institute, United States, in Costa Rica, is well on progress. And this Costa Rican study has recruited around 4,000 girls with, it's a placebo-controlled trial. And it aims at evaluating the protection in terms of cervical intraepithelial neoplasia as compared to the control group. The second trial in the public health domain is in British Columbia, which is a very small trial involving around 900 girls, addressing the immunogenicity of 2 versus 3 dose vaccination. Other than this, these two studies, our proposed study is the largest trial in the public health domain. This study will result in an important technology transfer in conducting vaccine trials. And we plan to carry out all the serology and the HPV typing studies in India, and the technology behind this will be transferred, and this will be a major investment, and we will tie up with appropriate institutions abroad for quality assurance, but the major work in serology and HPV typing will be done within the country. And we plan a long-term follow-up up to 20 to 25 years, and in fact this is an ambitious plan. 2 to 3 generations of investigators will take over. The investigators who will be involved in setting up the study, most of them will retire by 5 or 6 years when the study is through, and when, you know, we might have answered the immunogenicity endpoints and possibly some infection-related endpoints, but most of the disease-related endpoints will emerge 10 to 15 years from the initiation of the study. So long-term follow-up of the study is planned. And we have devised locally feasible methodologies to keep the population on a long-term follow-up. This is going to be a tricky job, but it is doable. And in fact, and this is one of the reasons we have tied up with colleagues in national institutions in India with whom we have worked for several years in keeping women, keeping subjects for follow-up for more than 10, 15 years. So we are confident that we will be able to achieve this long-term follow-up satisfactorily. The major public health impact of the study will be, the study will catalyze and provide valuable leads for public health introduction of HPV vaccination in low and medium resource countries. And in fact, I presume that this study will be a forerunner in introducing HPV vaccination in India and other developing countries via a large burden of cervical cancer is felt. And in fact, if you look into the current status of the HPV vaccination trials, most of the participants have been recruited from Europe, North America, or South America. None have been recruited in sub-Saharan Africa, and the proportion of women recruited into studies from Asia is negligible. India contributes a fourth of the global burden of disease, and it is only appropriate that India does a large trial in evaluating an innovative dose regime and in providing important leads how a vaccination trial could scale up into a large-scale public health program in India as well as other developing countries. Thank you very much for your kind attention.